For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Merry New Year!
Holidays.
Holidays.
You guys aren't good at this. Happy New Year, everyone.
How about this?
Happy new stuff.
Back to work, everyone. Tomorrow.
Hey. Wow, aren't you the bearer of bad news?
The 2nd of January. We're all back to work.
I've been back to work.
Anyway, did you work today?
No, I didn't work today. Right. I worked yesterday.
That's what I thought. Yeah, we're back to WWE taped programming.
Yeah.
The best taped programming of all time.
Monday Night Raw taped. How about that?
And it was very taped.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, not much. Like, I didn't get it spoiled. Which tells you nothing happened.
Right.
When you don't know what happened, that means nothing happened. Because it'll spoil anywhere on social media.
Right.
And I was all over social media leading up to these last couple of days. Didn't see anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you expect?
Bad show.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, we do these when it's a live show, at least we can tell you we were surprised about how bad it was. But, you know, when it's a tape show, we're not always surprised about.
I think now we're just surprised when it's a good show.
This is true.
We're just so used to a bad show. We're like, yeah, it's probably going to be bad.
Well, this is the time of year where, you know, January is where I start getting excited about wrestling.
Yeah.
Because the Royal Rumble's coming.
Royal Rumble.
And last year we had a couple of decent winners of the Rumble.
The road to WrestleMania.
And then WrestleMania, right, where they colossally fail everything.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The season finale.
Yeah. All the Rumble winners lose, and
right.
Yes,
it's all bad. And
Lesnar wins, and
back to square one.
Back to
and
square
and
none.
It's just like a Jets regular season. You're like, maybe next year. And then you start getting tired of saying maybe next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And then you start drinking. And then you develop a problem.
Yeah. And it's all Vince McMahon's fault.
And then on New Year's Day, you have a resolution. You quit drinking.
And wrestling.
But then you realize you have a podcast.
You have a podcast.
So you have to quit. Take back up
so then
drinking.
You start drinking again. So really, you only quit drinking for like a day, maybe half a day.
So what are you saying? Next week, drunk cast?
No.
I'm down, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'll take an Uber home. I don't care. Anyways, before we get to Raw and SmackDown taped, we have to thank 4 new patrons.
Boom, yeah, baby.
On Patreon.
Yes.
So thank you to Nikki Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah. He owns the water company.
Ryan Brady, Matthew Bailey, and John Bradshaw Cena.
He looks just like him right now. That's a great
Absolutely.
Name.
Absolutely.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. His hair is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
He looks like he belongs on Fox Business.
All it's doing is, it's showing you that he's balding. And then when he's done with his match, it's like this. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Maybe
it's awful.
He went like Super Saiyan in the match.
Maybe Hollywood was like, we need a full head of hair to work with.
That's not true. The biggest movie star in the world has zero hair. And you could put any hair on anybody. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, it's true.
By God.
By God, King.
It's annoying. It's literally to that point for
me. I think it has to do with his movie that he filmed with Jackie Chan, and maybe
that's over.
Yeah, but to Pickups? Promote it, they want him to look the same. I don't know.
Sure.
No, maybe they're still doing Pickups. That's what I can only imagine.
Yeah.
It took them 6 months to... You haven't even seen a trailer yet, which means they might still be doing Pickups. Who knows?
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be short-lived.
Right. So anyways, if you want to join Patreon like these four fine gentlemen, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Or ladies.
Right. Well, I'm saying like these four, you know, gentlemen. These were four guys.
John Bradshaw.
As far as I'm concerned.
John Bradshaw Cena, I'm pretty sure is not a real name.
Look, I don't want to assume anyone's gender, but you know.
No, it's 2019. Well, you can again.
I guess Nikki could
it
be.
It went back. Nikki you can assume
be,
gender.
Nikki could be a girl, but this is with a Y. Usually Nikki's with Ys or guys. So anyways, we'll see.
All right.
Or not. We're probably not going to find out. But anyways, Raw starts with Dolph Ziggler versus Drew McIntyre in a steel cage.
Yeah.
Huh.
Let's go ahead and put the best thing on the show first.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So they said Dolph requested this match, but then as soon as the bell rang, Dolph tried to escape the cage.
Well, that's the goal of the match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you'd think he would request the steel cage match to punish McIntyre.
To punish a guy, you know, that has a good foot and a half over him.
I'm going
to
punish you by beating you in a steel cage match.
By just running away.
And yeah. Running away.
All right. So I love how McIntyre fucks with his opponents. He's been doing this for a couple months now. We're like, you know, Ziggler's down. He's like, here are the ropes, Dolph. Reach for them. Help yourself up. Come on, Dolph. Like, yeah. I love how he does that.
He's really good at being a bad guy.
McIntyre also superplexed Ziggler, who was hanging off the top of the cage. That was very nice.
Great spot. Right.
Dolph hit the zigzag and went for the pin, but McIntyre kicked out. Ziggler then tuned up the band and went for a super kick, but McIntyre hit the Claymore kick.
Yeah.
But instead of pinning him there, McIntyre waited for Ziggler to get up to hit another Claymore kick for the win.
Ziggler hit all his moves in this match.
Well, he didn't hit the super kick.
No, because he's Dolph Ziggler and he never hits the super kick.
Yeah.
When he tunes up
his,
the band.
That's not his move.
It's his finisher now. It's the only thing that finishes anything.
He won with a zigzag recently.
Probably.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's usually the super kick.
Yeah.
So Drew leaves the cage, but Dolph yells, is that all you got? So McIntyre brings a chair back into the ring. He puts the chair on Ziggler's face and hits another Claymore kick.
That was a good move.
Yeah, it was cool how he did it good because spot. Ziggler was in between the ropes and the cage.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he put the chair right there, stood it up. So Drew leaves again. He's walking up the ramp and then... First McIntyre gets on the mic and says he'll win the Rumble and then win the Universal Championship.
Yep.
And then Dolph sits on the chair in the ring and puts his dukes up. So Drew comes back and hits him with another Claymore kick.
Jesus. Why are you doing this, Dolph?
Even there, it was like maybe Dolph is baiting him and he's going to super kick him.
Something.
But no, yeah. He gets up and he just gets a fourth Claymore kick.
No, he just gets his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
Stop
four.
It.
Four Claymore kicks.
What are you, Shawn Michaels trying to get retired?
What are you, Jeff Hardy
End
trying
me,
to
taker.
Feud with The Undertaker?
Right. Enough. What Stay down.
What are you, a jobber? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a tar.
I'm a Ziggler fan. It's fake, and I was still like, no, stay down, Dolph.
Right.
Stay down.
Yeah. So after that, Michael Cole said that Drew McIntyre might be a favorite to win the Royal Rumble.
Might be.
Well, at this point, when he said it, the only other person in the Rumble is R-Truth. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'd say he's a favorite. I'd say McIntyre's a favorite.
Easy favorite.
Yeah.
You use might when you're using an absolute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You don't say, you know, Eric might be one of the best guys on this podcast.
Right.
Of course he is. There's only three of us. If you say Eric might be the best guy on this podcast, that's an okay statement.
Yeah.
They do this all the time. All the time on WWE.
Right.
They always go, this guy might be one of our top guys this year. Well, yeah. This guy might have a chance to winning the Rumble.
Well,
everybody has a chance. I just hate when they do that.
He might be a favorite. When? When the Vegas odds come out,
right,
he might
be
a favorite?
Yeah. Favorite? Right.
No, just say he's your favorite to win the
it's
match.
It's weird how vague
He's your
they
favorite,
speak.
Right. Why couldn't they say that?
Cole doesn't want to commit yet.
Cole can be like, you know what? You guys, I wouldn't, you know, doubt that this guy could very well win the Rumble. Done.
Yeah.
That covers it. It's a good statement. It makes us think like,
but
yeah.
Then he goes, maybe at the end, just
maybe.
To cover his tracks.
Yeah.
Maybe, probably not. This is fake.
Yeah.
We've already determined this 2 years ago.
Right.
It's Roman Reigns.
So next up, we go in the parking lot. Limousine pulls up, and Shane and Triple H get out of it.
No.
Shane is dancing around Triple H, and of course, Hunter hates it. He's like, oh, God damn it.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a little funny.
Next up, we have New Year's resolutions. Finn Balor wants to win back the Universal Championship.
Oh, Finn. Oh, mercy.
Oh, Finn.
Yeah. Ember Moon wants to win the Women's Royal Rumble. Victor of the Ascension wants to bring back the Fashion Files.
That's just a true statement.
Yeah,
we also would like to bring that.
But Connor wants to win the Raw Tag Titles.
No, that's just sad, Eric. Eric, that's sad.
And then Lucha House Party, they just do the Lucha chant because they're all
they just want to hit a pinata.
Yeah, they just do the Lucha chant.
Right. Someday I hope to break this pinata.
No, what's your resolution? Lucha, Lucha. No, what do you want to do in 2019? Lucha. Oh, I guess they want to do Lucha things.
That's what they want to do.
Lucha things?
Yeah, if you can do hood rat things, you can do Lucha things.
I heard that, yeah.
We hope to get back our leader. Yeah.
So how pissed do you think Finn Balor is that Triple H is like, oh, there's no more automatic rematches? He's like, fuck.
Well, he already got his. Remember, Roman gave
him
to
him. Did get his rematch.
Really? Roman gave him his rematch the night after SummerSlam.
Yep. And beat him.
Yeah.
Because Roman.
That's right.
Beat his ass.
Yeah.
Beat his ass.
Beat that ass.
So next up, Seth Rollins comes to the ring. He wants his IC title rematch against Ambrose, and he wants it right now.
Yeah.
Triple H comes out and says, there are no automatic rematches. Don't you watch the show? Triple H... tells Seth, look, I've always been your most vocal supporter. I always believed in you. And Seth says, you only believed in me because I was your puppet. Mm. But Triple H tells Seth, no, you made me believe in you.
When you told me you were going to be the face of Monday Night Raw, you made me believe that. When you told me you were going to be the man here, you made me believe that. You took everything that you ever wanted here. You made me believe in you. And for a brief moment when I didn't believe in you, well, then you took me to WrestleMania on the grandest stage of them all in front of the entire world, and you kicked my ass until I believed in you again.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
I do like how Triple H is like, you've been off your game. And Seth is like, have you been watching the show?
Yeah.
I am the show.
Yeah. Right. He said, where's that guy been? And Seth says, I've been carrying Raw on my back for the last year.
Fact.
I've had classics with Finn Balor, Dolph Ziggler, and Mojo Rawley of all people.
Fact.
I don't know why they're Mojo. Shitting on Mojo.
Shitting. He was mentioned on Raw. That's great.
There's no bad press for him now.
There's no bad press for Mojo Rawley.
Sure.
Zack Ryder wish they just said, hey, I just want to say Zack Ryder's the worst wrestler of all time. He'd be like, I was on Raw.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, we'll get to
Dad,
that.
Dad, did you hear it?
We'll get to that later. So Seth then asked Triple H an important question.
What do you want, huh? You want that ruthless bastard? You want that soulless guy who will do whatever it takes to get what he wants? Is that who you want? Yes. That is exactly what I want. And I want it to start tonight. I want you to burn it all down starting tonight with the almighty Bobby Lashley.
All right, Bobby Lashley. I'll burn Bobby Lashley down. No problem. I will take everything he's got to give. And then I will take everything Dean Ambrose has got to give, including the Intercontinental Championship. And you know what? After that, I'll take anyone who gets in my way. I'll take Brock Lesnar if he gets in my way. I'll take the Universal title if that gets in my way. And I'll take down your whole damn family if you get in my way.
There you go.
Wow.
So, welcome back, Seth.
That sounded really dirty for a while.
It did.
I didn't like the last thing. I like to believe that the McMahon family, they're not heels right now.
Right.
I believe that. I like to believe they're somewhere in
but
the middle.
But they're not faces either.
We need face Triple
Vince
H again.
Slapped. Yeah.
We need face Triple H in our lives.
He's better. He's funny as hell.
He's funny and he's good. So I don't want. I don't. I didn't like that. I didn't like. I'm gonna punch
no,
you.
No, but they're
again.
Doing
like,
both because last week Vince slaps AJ, and now Triple H is basically doing to Seth what Vince did to AJ last week.
Right.
You know,
right,
they're doing
right.
the same thing. So then after that, they're face to face, but Shane comes out to ease the tension. And he announces that there will be a fresh start battle royal to decide who will face Ambrose for the IC title, which starts right now.
Just easing the tension, baby.
Yeah. And then...
which doesn't include Seth.
No, it doesn't include
Lashley.
Seth. No. Balor comes out first, and then two sweets Triple H and fist bumps Shane at the ramp. So, like, they're doing the... Like, Triple H was just a heel, and
right.
then he's, like, two sweeting Balor.
Right.
That's what they've been doing lately. It's just this...
I did...
But at least it's the originator of two sweet.
Yeah.
With a guy who kind of made it relevant again.
Right.
In a way, it's like, all right, even if you're a heel and I'm a face or whatever, we have this common bond.
It's like two sweeting the torch.
The torch?
Yeah. Like instead of passing the torch.
Oh, two sweeting
it. By giving you this two sweet.
I wish Finn Balor would be that cool now. He's just not. Mm-hmm. They don't push him.
Here's my question. What is Seth's ultimate goal?
To burn it down.
And so...
Which Triple H wants him to burn down the whole company, I guess.
I guess, because he's like, well, if the Universal title gets in my way, I'll just take it. I'll take that too.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that's not his goal.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what are you hoping for?
By saying Brock Lesnar, they're teasing, you know, McIntyre and Seth are both saying, like, you know, well, maybe I'll be Brock.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it's funny that it's only those two people that keep mentioning, I'm going to go to WrestleMania, I'm going to beat Brock Lesnar.
Well, yeah, it's usually just one person who's saying that, you know, every Roman. Year.
Right. But, like, even on the SmackDown side, like, you don't have Orton going, I'm going to win the Rumble and I'm going to fight Bryan at WrestleMania.
Because he's not going to win the Rumble. One of them will, most likely.
Yeah.
Okay, Eric, right now, Seth and McIntyre are over here. The field is over here.
Right.
Who do you take?
Seth and McIntyre.
Probably.
Easily.
There's just no other, like...
I mean, you could have someone on SmackDown win the Rumble, but still, like, it's probably them.
I mean, the only person...
I don't think Drew would even make sense at this point. Not right now, only because I think he's hot enough. I think he'd be a great heel to win the Rumble right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Lesnar's the champion.
Well, if you have Braun win, he could win the Rumble.
So Braun beats Lesnar at the Royal Rumble?
No, I don't think so, but I'm just saying.
And then McIntyre would beat Braun at Mania?
No, McIntyre would probably lose to Braun, which would make it no sense again. Yeah,
exactly.
So I think it's got to be Seth. You haven't had a little guy beat a big guy in a long time, and the WWE loves that.
Yeah.
And Seth's not a little guy, but compared to Brock, he is.
More importantly, we love that.
We love that.
Yes.
Well, we love it when it's a surprise.
Yes.
Which, you know... He doesn't have to beat him fair and square. Let him do whatever the hell it takes to beat Brock Lesnar. But he should beat Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So back from commercial, we have the Fresh Start Battle Royal. They said Fresh Start like a million times.
Yeah.
There's always like a phrase of the week. And they just go with it. And they say it too many fucking times.
Yes.
So back from commercial, we see Lucha House Party, the B Team, Tyler Breeze, the Ascension.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The Ascension?
The Ascension. Yeah.
How many fresh starts are these guys going to get?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we also have Noé José, Titus O'Neil, Apollo Crews.
So the ultimate jobber battle royal?
Pretty much.
Kurt this is Hawkins. The who's who of who's no one.
Yes. Kurt Hawkins.
It's the who's that of Monday Night Raw. Yeah.
This is really a who's that of Monday. This battle royal is a real who's that of Monday Night Raw.
Mojo Rawley.
Was he in it? I didn't see him. He must have got eliminated early.
And then finally, Zack Ryder, if you've been paying attention, this was his first match on Raw of 2018.
Yes. How fucking sad is that?
It's pretty sad.
It's not sad. It's just unexplainable. You have 3 hours of television, and you have a show every week. Over 150 hours of television. And a fan favorite can't even get on the show.
Yeah, but look at this stat. He was on every main event. That's nice.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. So Baron Corbin comes out, and he's the final competitor. Noé José was the first eliminated, if anyone cares,
by
Apollo Crews. Corbin eliminated Balor, so the final four were Corbin, Crews, Kurt Hawkins, and Zack Ryder.
What?
At this point, who do you think was going to win this match?
Corbin.
Yeah.
Corbin. Well, but Ambrose, Corbin?
I don't know. That's what I thought.
Okay.
You thought Cruz?
No.
Did you think Kurt Hawkins?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't really have a guess. But anyways, Ryder goes for the Broski boot, but Corbin throws him out. Hawkins almost eliminates Corbin, but he gets thrown out. That was a nice moment for him.
Let me change my answer. When you said, who did you think? I didn't think at that moment.
Yeah.
I was like, is this still on? Is this battle royal still happening right now?
Still going?
Zack Ryder's in the final four. Maybe Zack.
Who gets the job to
Zack Ryder
in 2 hours?
Zack Ryder would be a good one, too, because he's a fan favorite that Dean could squash and then get more heat.
Sure.
Yeah. You know?
And a fluke win of the Royal. The whole place would erupt.
Whereas Apollo Crews, no one really likes.
Nobody.
So it's, you know, like, I don't know what the point was. But
right.
In the end, Apollo Crews kicks Corbin over the top rope, becoming the number one contender. He eliminated 8 people. Which was almost everyone. Like,
yeah.
How many people? Was it 30?
No, it wasn't 30. I didn't count.
14,
but,
I think.
Yeah, like 15 or 20, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's at least 5 Luchas.
Well, I named everyone. Balor, Lucha House Party, the B Team, Tyler Breeze, The Ascension, No Way Jose, Titus O'Neil, Apollo Crews, Kurt Hawkins, Mojo Rawley. So 15.
15.
Oh, 15. 16. Corbin was 16.
A 16-man battle.
He eliminated half the people.
Right.
That's freaking crazy.
Right. That's... Especially because Apollo Crews has been doing nothing for weeks,
nothing,
months.
Well, nothing, and now he gets a title shot. Yeah. You're like, Finn Balor, Lucha House Party.
So Caruso interviews Crews after the match, who says he can't think of a better way to end 2018 than to become the Intercontinental Champion. No, all right. Next up, Dasha Fuentes interviews Natalya backstage. Natty says she's entering the Women's Royal Rumble, and
she is.
Yeah,
just like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so weird.
She gets in.
If you give me a moment, the Royal Rumble this year.
You can't, because there's more than 30 men in the company. She can do it because there's only like 20 women on the main roster.
Like, you just have to say you're in.
Yeah.
Like, are you busy that night?
Right.
You're not?
I guess
you're in.
You know what? I am buying a wig, and I am entering the Women's Royal Rumble.
Santina?
Okay. Santina.
Erica Hamilton?
The Slammeltina.
That's already R-Truth's plan.
Ah, shit. Sorry. Wait, Beefy Joe, instead you're open face roast beef sandwich Joe?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on,
good
everybody.
Lord.
Come on. You're welcome.
Wow.
Anyways, Natty says she's going to win the Rumble and face Ronda again, but this time it'll be at WrestleMania. Nia Jax walks up and says, "What if something derails your plans?" And then Tamina attacks Natalya from behind. They kick her a bunch until Jamie Noble and friends run up to stop
them. Blah, blah, blah. Moving on.
Yeah.
God.
They announced that Nia and Tamina will face Ronda and Natalya for the main event. After the commercial break, Corbin is still in the ring, and he's bitching about losing the match, but then he's interrupted by Elias on the stage. Elias craps on Corbin while sucking Detroit's cock. They meet on the stage for a brawl, and Elias kicks his ass, and then Corbin eventually retreats.
Hmm.
This is how Elias turned face.
Yeah.
And he's gonna feud with Corbin again.
Again.
Next up, we have more New Year's resolutions. Drake Maverick says every tag team on Raw is going to feel pain until they are the champs again. And then Rezar pops a balloon with his bare hands as if that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. Good job.
We did a Brothers of Bash video like 3 or 4 years ago, and we had balloons. I popped one by accident just holding it in my hands. It became a really funny outtake, but like he popped it, and then Drake Maverick's like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's so strong. The Riot Squad are going to apply pressure.
Huh?
In 2019.
They're what?
They're going to apply pressure. Zack Ryder wants
to... Like to an open wound?
I guess. Zack Ryder wants to have more matches on Raw, and he wants to collect more WWE action figures. So that's nice for the 10-year-old. And No Way Jose says, hey, don't worry about 2019. We'll wait. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. For now, let's party.
I don't think he has an accent. I think...
No, he does. Kidding me? And then he dances with the conga line. It's like, you better worry about 2019. It's like tomorrow, you jackass. So, yeah, he's coked out of his mind. So next up, we have Ember Moon, Sasha Banks, and Bayley versus the Riot Squad.
Hey.
Okay.
They had this match back in June.
Yeah.
Someone did.
They've basically had the same alliteration of this match for like since June.
How about a little bit of trivia here?
Okay.
How many times has Sasha Banks, how many matches has Sasha Banks had against some version of the Riot Squad since April?
On TV, I guess?
On TV.
Since April?
28.
Do you have this?
Yeah, someone did a story on it.
Oh, man. I was gonna say that.
What?
28.
Yeah, 28.
I'll go like 20 just to go a little bit lower.
18.
Yeah.
But still, 18's a lot.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Since April.
Yeah.
So since I had one of the numbers right, I win.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, that's fine.
So Sasha took a beating for most of the match. In the end, Ember dove off the top rope onto Liv and Ruby, and then Sasha hit the bank statement on Sarah, and Bayley hit the elbow drop for the win. So that's better than the bank statement into the, you know, Bayley to belly.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, not by much. But
the Bayley to belly.
That's a shitty finisher anyway.
Should not be a move. Let alone a finishing move.
Yes.
So I'll take an elbow off the top.
You mean because it's called Bayley to belly?
Only for that reason.
No, because Kurt Angle does it. Like
that used to be Ken Shamrock's setup move.
Yeah, but when Ken Shamrock does it, it's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Bayley can't get most
people
over.
Like if you play Kurt Angle on a wrestling game, like his basic grapple move is a belly to belly. You know? Well,
a belly to belly is supposed to be you start like facing your opponent and they go over your head.
Yeah.
Like behind you.
Well, that's
Bayley
not,
just turns.
Well, that's what Shamrock did the same thing. Shamrock would just turn. That's a, you know.
But it wasn't his finisher.
No, it wasn't. Of course not.
Just a move.
Yeah. But what do they call it in the game for Kurt? Is it a Kurt to belly?
That's exactly what it is. A Kurt to belly.
Gold medal to belly.
Yeah. Gold medal to belly.
Right. The good girls get the win there. Next up, we have Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley with Leo Rush ringside, who distracts Rollins multiple times during the match.
Snooze.
Seth eventually clotheslines Leo Rush, but then Lashley attacks him from behind. So Seth snaps, he grabs a chair, and he hits Lashley with it. So Seth gets disqualified.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So he hits Lashley with some more chair shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Leo Rush comes off the top rope. Chair shot.
Yep.
Yeah. More chair shots for the both of them.
Yes.
And then a curb stomp to Leo Rush.
Yeah.
Where he almost goes through the ring.
Through the mat.
Leo Rush sold very well.
Yeah.
So.
And we never saw Bobby Lashley again.
Oh, man.
Cross your fingers.
One can only hope.
Right.
Next up, we have Heath Slater and Rhino versus Jinder Mahal and the Singh Brothers.
Now, I'm going to make a bold statement here. I'm going to guess that you have a ton of notes on this match.
Mahal gets the win after hitting the Colossus on Rhino.
Wow. All right.
Here's what I don't like. This really
this match,
pissed me off.
Moving on.
No. What I don't like is why is Rhino wrestling?
Right.
You know, if you're going to say like you're a
Santa.
Real but he retired. Corbin was in charge at the time.
Yeah.
And he had a stipulation and Rhino retired.
Well, there's you're fired.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no new GM. Or, yeah, retired. He was fired. He was fired.
Yeah.
There's no new GM that said, I am reinstating you back into wrestling. He was retired. Or, again, fired. Like, it's done.
Yeah.
Why is he just wrestling? He's just back.
I'm sure Michael Cole said something like, well, the McMahon family rehired him.
That's so dumb, though.
I get what you're saying. Because, like, imagine, like, okay, Joe, you're at work and your boss fires you. And then next week he's fired. You don't show back up.
You just don't show up.
Like, hey, I'm back.
Guy that fired me's gone.
Should I take my desk back? Yeah.
Looks like you guys realized what the real problem was.
What?
When you go back to work, you're like, yeah, he got fired.
Yeah.
So I'm rehired, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I just think it's dumb.
You know what's dumber than that, though?
What?
Rhino had way more matches than Zack Ryder on Raw in 2018.
Way more, yeah.
Like at least 12.
Yeah.
I could probably think of at least 12.
12 rough. Times more, because 12 times 1 is still 12.
Boom. Math.
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 It's always been my strongest suit.
Lawyered.
This is the first time I think we saw the Singh Brothers in their wrestling gear. They would have a couple matches, but they'd be in like their business casual attire for them.
Yeah.
Because it would be an impromptu.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cena, you have to face the Singh Brothers. What? Oh, my God. All right, let's go.
Let's go, job.
Yeah.
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 And then they realize that Baron Corbin wears that outfit now. So
still.
Still. Like, what?
Next up, we have more New Year's resolutions. Rude and Gable want to continue to make the tag team division glorious. The Revival, that's sad when we bring up Bobby Roode now and it's like a bad thing.
Right.
That really sucks.
We're just bummed out about it.
They gave his gimmick to someone else.
Yeah.
That's the really shitty thing.
They're letting someone ride his coattails. Ugh. And he climbed those coattails and now he's on his shoulders.
They're letting someone ride his coattails right to the middle of the card.
Yeah.
The Revival want to win the Raw tag, you know, tag titles.
Yeah, sure.
Bayley and Sasha want to be the first ever women tag champs.
They won't be.
Nope.
So, nope. Next up, we have Dean Ambrose versus Apollo Crews for the IC title. Dean craps on Seth backstage before the match and says he's going to assure that Apollo's fresh start has a rotten end. And he'd be right there. Crews hits the spinning sit-down powerbomb and goes for the pin, but Ambrose gets his arm on the bottom rope to break it up. Apollo then goes for a frog splash, but Dean moves out of the way and hits the Dirty Deeds for the win. So yay. Dean retains.
Yeah, oh, no surprise
wasted
there.
Wasted battle royal.
Yeah. Yay. Next up, Alexa Bliss makes an announcement backstage. She says she's making history by being the first woman to have her own talk show in WWE.
Next Little week. Did she know, she made history before that by speaking on Raw at that moment.
Right at that moment.
It's part of history.
Yeah.
It is making
it. Like first woman to cut a backstage promo on Raw of 2019.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's there you go, Alexa.
Oh, wait, that was 20. It was still 2018.
Yeah, no.
So well, maybe the last woman of 2018.
The last woman. On,
boom.
Yeah.
History.
See? Next week will be the premiere of A Moment of Bliss.
There's been no other talk show hosted by a woman in the history of the company.
I don't know. Look, they're saying that there's going to be first ever women tag champs. That's not true.
That's true.
So, who knows?
I am agreeing that that is not true by saying that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's so, yeah. True.
A Moment of Bliss.
And that's true.
Yeah. Next week, A Moment of Bliss, and our guest is Ronda Rousey. So.
Yay.
But next up for the main event, we have Ronda Rousey and Natalya versus Nia Jax and Tamina.
Yep.
Okay.
Preach.
Okay.
Ronda and Natty charged the ring and knocked the Samoan monsters out of it. Ronda dove off the top rope onto Nia and Tamina outside the ring. And then in the end, Tamina goes for a splash off the top rope, but Ronda gets her feet up and then she makes Tamina tap to the arm bar.
Again.
And then Ronda and Natty celebrate in the ring as the show goes off the air.
Best friends.
And then Natty low blows Ronda.
Next week.
Yeah,
that'll be next week. So because it'll be live.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Sure.
But next week on Raw, we have Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, and John Cena.
What?
They're all coming back on Raw next week.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have
announced
Rude and Gable versus The Revival again for the tag titles. Did The Revival win this time?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eric's got no. I got maybe.
Oh, good. Covering all the bases.
You're not the best color man for nothing.
So, I mean, John Cena's going to be hanging out for a while.
Nah, just like a couple weeks.
Yeah, but he's not building, like, he's not going to be in the Rumble, correct? Probably.
That's according to all the rumors, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not. Now, what about
Mania? Like 2 weeks. Where's he going to be?
Yeah, exactly.
He's at Raw next week.
Yeah. Now, what about Mania?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is he gonna
he promised some little boy at a panel like a month ago that he promised he'd be there. Whether he has a match, who knows? But
yeah.
So
does he do like a John Cena WrestleMania Open Challenge?
Yeah, maybe he will. And then the Undertaker answers it again,
or
and then he loses in less than 2 minutes this time.
The Undertaker loses.
No, Cena.
What if Velveteen Dream answered it?
Whatever. These are all great.
Whatever.
Can we stop dreaming?
Yeah, exactly. God, stop dreaming about
being let down.
Joe's like, dream over.
Yeah.
Stop dreaming about the dream.
Yeah.
All right, on to SmackDown. The New Day kick off SmackDown with a New Year's celebration. Big E is dressed as a newborn baby wearing a diaper.
This is awful.
Oh, God. They announced
he was too naked.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
There's too much going on there.
Well, a little bit. Yeah. They announced that they will all be in the Royal Rumble, and Big E likes those odds.
And to all my freaks out there in Vegas, put some stacks on your boys, the New Day. Because if you take our 33% chance of winning, and our opponents, and their 33% chance of winning,
no,
you subtract
that. E? Why are you doing Steiner math?
Steiner, man.
That was so good.
I really like that.
They're so good.
Yeah, they are.
Their comments about old school stuff is so amazing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't get too excited because one year they were 15, 17, and 18, and they couldn't win the Rumble. Remember that year? It was like,
yeah.
I think that was the one we were at, right? It was maybe, like New Day, then someone, then New Day, then New Day.
Right.
And they got eliminated by The Bar, all three of them at the same time.
Yes. Oh,
the
right.
Bar, one big clothesline.
That's right, yeah. So Kofi says, one of us will win the Rumble and become WWE champion. Xavier says, we could also challenge for the Universal Championship, but we aren't sure that guy will show up anyway.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Then they give their New Year's resolutions, which are the plots to Bumblebee and Bird Box. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Xavier had the blindfold on.
Yeah.
However, their doctor told him they can no longer eat pancakes, but then we see Big E pulling pancakes out of his diaper and shoving them in his mouth. And then at one point, he throws some of them into the crowd. And Kofi's like, you pulled them out of your diaper, and they were just grabbing. They just want those pancakes. So then they introduce Jeff Hardy because he's facing Samoa Joe right now to see who gets to meet tonight's Fatal 5-Way to decide who faces Daniel Bryan at the Rumble.
Yeah,
this so is another, they're
match
the,
tonight to have a match later.
They're the hosts of SmackDown tonight?
They yeah, they're the hosts. Have either one of you watched Bird Box?
Yes.
I have not.
Okay, we will discuss it at this week's NXT episode.
But I haven't seen it.
Well, you probably should watch it before our NXT
episode. I have to see it by then?
You really don't have to see it by then.
It's not good?
I didn't.
Meh.
Yeah.
The only good
isn't
thing
it just
that...
like The Happening? It sounds like it's just like The Happening.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's The Happening.
I didn't even see The Happening.
With
so.
Slightly better acting.
Yeah.
She doesn't go, hey, tree, will you stop hurting this tree? Thanks, tree.
Right.
I'm talking to a tree.
I can't believe it. I'm talking to a tree.
The best thing about that movie is all the memes that came from it. That's really about it.
Good. What did you think of it without spoiling it?
It was fairly predictable with a lot of plot holes.
The thriller part of it was good. It was thrilling.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the suspense was good.
But there is a lot of nonsensical things in there.
Yeah. Right, exactly. We'll discuss it later. This week. You have to be there now.
Did you watch Bandersnatch?
No, we started it. And I said, watch, the first two options are going to be like, what he wants for breakfast.
Yeah.
Like things that where it doesn't skew the timeline.
Yeah.
Like what music does he want to listen to?
Right.
Well, then he just picks music, but the timeline doesn't skew.
Right.
What podcast is this?
Did you watch it all?
I did. I wrote down all my choices too, so I can pick other things.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Andrew. Yes.
Smart.
What else is on Netflix?
45 million accounts watched
Bird
Box.
When does Punisher come on?
Mm-hmm. Punisher Infinity comes Wars back. On
Doesn't
Netflix
Punisher
now?
Come this month? Isn't Punisher coming this month?
I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe they'll cancel it before.
Ooh, shut the fuck up.
They're going to cancel it like a week after.
They're going to cancel it a week after it comes
exactly,
on.
Exactly, yeah.
For sure. But for yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So Jeff Hardy and Samoa Joe. Joe locked in the coquina clutch outside the ring while the ref counted. Joe got back in the ring at the count of seven.
Yeah. Like
and then the ref restarted the count.
Right.
When Joe got in the ring.
And then Corey even complained about it. Why did he start the count?
Yeah.
So because Jeff, the refs can do whatever they want to do.
Exactly. Yes. They're just like the NFL refs.
Yeah.
So Jeff barely made it back in the ring, but then Joe put him right back in the coquina clutch for the win.
So what was the point?
There was no point.
Again, where's your... Yeah, again, right?
Backstage, again. Vince and Shane are sitting in their office. Sitting?
What?
They have chairs there now?
Vince is older.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was part of some big change or something.
Yeah.
Stand that long, damn it?
Yeah. AJ Styles walks in and tells Vince, I'm not apologizing for... He sounds like a fucking... Like it's his kid. I'm not apologizing for last week because you provoked me. You want the real AJ Styles? Well, watch what happens tonight. Unless you want to see the real AJ Styles again right now. And then Vince is like, I want to see it. Show me again. I want to see. Put whip it out. No. Shane gets up, but Vince holds him back. AJ leaves. Vince smiles. And Shane asks his dad, are you sure you want the real AJ Styles? Because, you know, he put me through a car window, Dad.
Yeah.
And Vince is like, absolutely. I want to see him fuck you up again. No. And then Shane says, be careful what you wish for.
Right.
Okay. Because Vince is going to fight him at Mania.
Yeah.
Styles.
It's gonna
versus
be great.
Oh, God.
With Shane as the ref. next up, Kayla Braxton
probably
interviews Rusev in the ring. Ruru says winning the U.S. title last week was the greatest Rusev day of all. He cuts the ultimate babyface promo.
Right.
flirting with Lana, and he's just saying a bunch
USA,
of...
USA, USA.
Yeah.
He's a Russian guy that loves USA.
America!
We've never seen this before. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Rusev Day, USA.
God, it's like when fucking Sheamus
was this
the
4th
title.
Of July show? Yeah.
Yeah. What was it like Sheamus. The first time he had the U.S. title? It was all anti-USA.
Yeah.
And he's just saying stupid stuff. He's like my handsome beard and then the poo-poo and pee. Like, he's just talking like a baby.
Right.
He's doing baby talk, and it's just like, come on, it's too much, Rusev.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to, like, fuck with the fans. Like, oh, yeah, you wanted Rusev, huh? Well, now, fine, we'll give him the title, but we're going to make him a stupid fuck. Oh, thanks.
You have the U.S. title. They like you. You're Santino Marella now.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's basically
done. That's who you are now. Sorry.
You better get to watching those old tapes.
Right.
So, and we expect you to show up.
You're a hokey, douchey dork. Welcome.
In the Women's Royal Rumble as Rusefina.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lana looked incredible.
Absolutely.
She did. So Nakamura attacks Rusev from behind. Lana jumps on Nakamura's back, but Rusev Machka kicks him, so Lana falls on her back.
Oh, no.
And it's funny because there it's like, oh, my God, Lana's really hurt. And it's, well, but no, she's wrestled in matches.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. She's a wrestler.
Yeah.
Right.
And she fell 2 feet.
Yeah.
2 feet. Has she ever been eliminated from a Rumble before?
Yes.
Did she die?
Yes.
Was she dead afterwards?
Maybe.
I think so.
She falls 2 feet and she's unconscious.
Yeah. Like this, she's dead.
Like, they can't take a better bump than that. Like, even against the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
That's a universal, anyone can get knocked out. Any ref or
That's
female
true.
Or manager can get knocked out if you get kind of squished into the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Nakamura had to do is just run back and fall against the turnbuckle from a push from Rusev.
Yeah.
And then she could have passed out.
Sasha got eliminated in the Fatal 4-Way at WrestleMania in 2017 by hitting a turnbuckle.
That's true.
Sasha.
That's true.
Sasha.
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks. The boss.
Check that bank statement.
The fucking boss. Rusev tends to Lana, but then Nakamura hits the Kinshasa.
First mistake.
So it looks like we're going to be seeing some automatic rematch, or Nakamura's going to have to earn it by beating some...
I get
it. No, he already earned it.
He did?
By hurting the guy's wife
and
giving him his finisher.
You can piss off someone enough so that they're like, I'm going to give you your rematch.
That's it.
Even though he's not obligated to.
You earned it.
Yeah.
You pissed off the champ.
Yeah. Exactly.
Next up, we have Naomi versus Sonya Deville with Mandy Rose ringside. Mm. Mandy took off her shirt to reveal that she's wearing the Usos shirt.
Oh, no. Oh, that's so amazing. Okay.
So, of course, Naomi's fucking pissed.
Pissed!
I mean, remember all the times Naomi has fought random women in the crowd for wearing an Uso shirt?
Right.
Yeah.
And she snatches their wigs, too?
Yeah.
Something or whatever. It's so fucking stupid. So during the match, Mandy got on the mic and told Naomi that she sent Jimmy a picture earlier. And we see it, and it's Mandy in nothing but a towel.
Mm. Mm.
That was the most frozen part of SmackDown.
Everyone, the most paused moment
part.
Of SmackDown.
This, of course, distracts Naomi, and Sonya hits her finisher to get the win. And Sonya's finisher looked like Naomi was giving her a DDT. It was very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very bad. Yeah. But Naomi got a singles victory. Sonya. Got a singles victory.
Damn.
Her first one.
As far as we know.
I think we said a couple weeks ago that she did have a win.
Well, at least like tag teams with the Absolution, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Next up, we have some more New Year's resolutions. The Iconics want to be the first women champs. Carl Anderson wants to turn his 8-pack into a 10-pack. And Luke Gallus wants to eradicate all the nerds. And then Shelton Benjamin says New Year's resolutions are stupid because no one ever keeps them. He then pulls down the curtain behind him, says Happy New Year, and pops a balloon.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
But I'm sure we'll never see him again, so don't worry about that.
Right.
Next up, we have the return of John Cena, and he recapped his 2018.
I bought a ticket to WrestleMania this year, and that was actually pretty sweet. I probably... shouldn't have those beers before my match, but that one's on me. My personal life played out in front of the whole world, and that was certainly what it was. I wrote a children's book that I'm very proud of, so I thank all of you who supported that. I really appreciate it. I got to live in China for 6 months, and that was really cool. And I still somehow think this is a good idea. But I tell you, through it all, through the ups, the downs, the in-betweens, I still feel like I can float like a butterfly and sting like a bumblebee. See what I did there? Certified fresh.
Oh, my God.
It's funny.
Hey, look, here's a recap of my 2018. I did one thing with wrestling. That is literally what he comes out and says.
I wasn't here. You guys know that. No. I lived in China for 6 months. Yeah. Definitely means I wasn't here.
Yeah. That'd be funny if he tries to get a rematch with Taker and the whole basis is, Taker, I was drunk.
Right. Yeah, right.
I deserve a rematch. I was wasted.
I was shit-faced.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
In fact, you tombstoned me and I shit my pants.
That's good.
But like Cena in small doses, this is fine.
Cena then asks, why am I here? And everyone's like, right?
huge pop, though, for the children's book.
Well,
huge pop.
I'm sure all the children cheered, or all the...
I have that book!
Or all the grown men there that can't read good.
read good.
Yeah. So he says, why am I here? I expect that, you know, the great thing about SmackDown is someone will come out and tell me that I'm too old, I'm a part-timer, I should get a haircut and leave WWE faster than Nikki Bella left me. So then out comes...
Are they really done then?
Who fucking cares?
Exactly.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
It really is.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
So Becky Lynch comes out and tells John, you were expecting a man to come out here, but you weren't expecting the man.
Yeah.
Becky tells Cena that she's his replacement to be the face of the WWE. And if you have a problem with that, then Nikki Bella won't be the only woman to drop you.
Oh.
Good line. Then Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega come out. Zelina says the McMahons promise new faces, but all I see is an old face and a broken one.
You know, when she came out, tissues and lotion came out.
Yeah.
You have Becky Lynch's new favorite with Miss Vega.
Oh, yeah.
In the same little, promo. It's pretty
nice. Oh, I thought you meant like in my bedroom.
They're both in my bedroom. Isn't it funny though? The whole Becky Lynch phenomena is we took someone that no one really cared about. We turned her heel at a time where she should have went heel.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's the biggest thing ever.
Yes.
You wanted Roman to be big? Turn him heel. You want Cena to be big? Turn him heel.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do.
Yeah.
You took someone that we were like, yeah, she's good. You know, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Turned her heel, bigger than ever.
Yeah, she's good. She's too goofy, but, you know, whatever.
Heel, huge.
And yeah, she's pretty hot.
Heel,
now it's like
stone cold.
She's pretty hot. She's all right. Now it's like she's the best and she's smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny how that works. And, I mean, again, guys.
They did something right.
She wins the Rumble. She beats Rousey. It's a no-brainer. Don't fuck this
They up. Created the female Stone Cold.
Don't screw it up!
Right. They created the female Stone Cold. Now you have to do the right thing.
Yes.
And like you just said, shave her head. No, win the
Stone
Rumble.
Stone Cold beat Shawn Michaels. Stone Cold beat everybody.
Yeah,
and we were okay with it.
Right,
right.
Of course.
Right.
So, but you know, who knows?
Who knows?
So Cena challenges them to a mixed tag match, which they accept. So we have Cena and Becky Lynch versus Almas and Vega.
Vega was amazing in this match.
She was.
All the things she was doing as Cena were amazing.
She attacked Cena. It was awesome.
So many times, yeah.
Becky starts off dominating Zelina, so Vega tags in Almas. Becky wants to fight Almas, but the ref won't allow it, so Becky slaps Cena's chest really hard to tag him in.
Nice.
And then in the end, Cena hits Almas with the AA and the lightning fist.
What?
Well, yeah. We've already talked about that.
Yeah,
so stupid.
I mean, it's just so dumb.
Just to make his Chinese
Once
fans
happy.
Once
the movie is over, will he keep doing that?
Yes.
No, he probably won't. To promote the movie. Yeah.
I mean, there's billions of fans now that he has, I guess.
Yeah.
That's where he does it.
And then Becky... he hits the AA and the lightning fist. Becky then tosses Cena out of the ring. Zelina rolls her up, but Becky turns it into the disarmer, and Zelina taps.
Yeah, she eliminated John Cena.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be in the men's Rumble.
Yeah,
maybe.
There's been other women before.
There have.
There's been less impressive women in the Rumble before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Michael Cole.
Can we name all the women in the Rumble?
Beth Phoenix and China.
Beth Phoenix, China.
And Karma.
Karma.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I don't know of any others.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
No, Naya hasn't gone on there?
No. No, they don't do that anymore.
No,
men can't fight women.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the match, Cena offers Becky a handshake, but she psychs him out and gives him the "you can't see me." And he's like, "You bitch." All right. Right.
Meanwhile, his hair is like...
His hair is Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Just awful. Just awful. Right. Poor Cena.
So, do you follow John Cena on Instagram?
Yeah.
I like how he just posts pictures.
Random shit.
Random shit. No comments.
No, no explanation.
When he first showed up on WWE TV with the hair,
yeah,
the first thing he posted on his Instagram was when Homer Simpson... it was from the Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
When he had
the hair transplant. Yeah, I remember that.
That was the first picture he put.
Right. Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
So backstage, The Miz tells Shane that now that they're a tag team, they need to dress the same. Mm-hmm. So he shows him pictures of him and Shane, and Shane is in The Miz's wrestling gear. And, of course, Shane doesn't like this. He tells Miz to rethink it, and he walks away, and Miz is like, "Oh, man." So
yeah, he's like, "Oh no, no, what do I do? No, no, what are we gonna do?" So does Miz adopt like Shane's attire? Like he just wears a jersey and sweatpants?
Probably. That'd be funny.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty good
because that's what this is. It's a whole comedy routine until Miz snaps.
Yeah, basically,
that's what this is. Also backstage, Triple H asks Asuka who she thinks is deserving of a title opportunity, and Asuka, with a big smile on her face, says, "It doesn't matter because no one is ready for Asuka."
Really? Because everyone who's around you is beaten.
But back
you.
When
everyone's
back
when, been ready for Asuka
in NXT, she used to say it as like an angry thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
an angry confident. Now she's like almost like winking to the camera.
Do it.
No one is ready for Asuka, and it's just so fucking shitty. It's so stupid.
Those are her hands.
Yeah.
This is my hands! Okay, are we
done? So then Charlotte, Carmella, and Becky walk up, all saying they deserve a match. Triple H says, "I'll take all this under advisement, and I'll let you know when a decision is made. I just gotta go jerk off these thoughts. I'll be right back."
Yeah, exactly. So what do they do?
I think Triple H comes and then puts all of them in a match or some bullshit.
Something like
that.
Yeah,
but not at the Rumble.
You're all in.
Not at the Rumble, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Next up, we have Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton, versus AJ Styles, versus Mustafa Ali, versus Samoa Joe. There was lots of chaos in the end. Joe, you admittedly, you got here during this match, and you said you didn't, you know, see
it
the spoilers.
It wasn't spoiled for me.
Who did you think was going
to
win?
I thought Rey Mysterio would be a nice face for Brian to beat at the Rumble.
And then once we told you no, who was your next guess?
Well, then you guys said, have you been watching the show?
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh my God, Mustafa Ali!"
Right.
All right. I guess they're going there.
Yeah.
I said Here's what I said. It definitely can't be AJ Styles or Samoa Joe. Those guys, they're out of losses at pay-per-views for the title.
Yeah,
they're out of them.
Right. Yes.
Now I know AJ had the title forever, but he just lost a couple of times to Bryan now.
Yeah.
It can't be him, and I hope it's not Samoa Joe. Can't be heel.
And it can't be Orton heel.
Can't be Orton heel. I can't see him losing like clean. So guess it's Mustafa Ali.
AJ hits Orton with the phenomenal forearm and pins him for the win.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it the forearm or the flip?
It was the forearm.
Oh.
So Styles wouldn't have won if Vince didn't slap him. I guess that was what this was all for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Styles can't win a match unless Vince slaps him. I don't know. He was the fucking champ for a year.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, Vince slapped me. Now I could win this fatal five-way.
I don't know. Vince is just getting involved. This is Vince saying, "I did this. I get credit for this." And he won it without being aggressive and mean.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't do shit. He was super nice AJ.
I'm super aggressive AJ Styles. I snapped.
Like no weapon. Low
blow, if anything, no he shot. Got put through a table and was out most of the match.
Yeah, he got Uranagi slammed through
got
a table.
Bitched.
Yeah.
So thanks, Vince. You really helped AJ out there.
You did it!
He could have never won. Remember when AJ won the title last year, Vince slapped him backstage. It was at a... You know, we didn't find out till later, but pretty sure that's what happened.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right, that's all for Raw and SmackDown.
Hooray.
Same old show, seems like, so
far. Same
old. Let's give some awards, though. Who did you have for worst dressed?
Biggie in a diaper.
Biggie in a diaper.
First one of the new year, swept.
Yeah.
When John Cena can't win with that hair... you know something's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But at least they had some comedy.
Definitely honorable mention.
Yeah.
Cena would have won for me if Big E wasn't in a diaper.
At least there was some comedy that came out of Big E in a diaper.
For sure. They are true. Funny.
Best dressed?
Lana.
Mandy Rose in a towel.
Ooh. Mandy Rose in a towel.
That's good.
Yeah.
But Lana had like her skirt hiked up and she was all like out.
Yeah,
there.
She was definitely hot too. Nice. You know why? Because one of Lana's heels came off.
Careful.
That's what solidified it.
Careful.
For Joe.
Careful.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to expose your fetish that you've exposed 200 times on the show.
Your fetish, sir. Your fetish.
No, it's yours.
Yes. Well, it was mine first. Then you acquired it
over
the years.
But I've never admitted to it. I like to keep my fetishes
to
myself.
I've never admitted till this day, even now.
No,
I am not admitting to it.
All right, someone, some super fan,
right,
needs to find all the times where Joe's been like, "Oh, feet! Did you see Lana's feet? Did you see?" And then we need to make like a 5-minute compilation audio. Yeah.
Adam Wilson used to make those good compilations.
Yeah. Adam Wilson, get on it, man.
Disgusting.
Adam Wilson can play one of his songs.
He can play guitar, and Joe's like, oh, feet.
That's so disgusting. Foot?
Ugh. Feet are gross. 2019 is going to be a great year.
Right, Quentin Tarantino? Aren't feet gross, Quentin Tarantino?
Because he listens?
He knows what I'm talking about.
Well, but Tarantino has a foot fetish, too.
Okay.
Have you watched any of his movies?
Hey, now I can get like a Push Joe, like FF shirt made.
Push feet into
and
Joe's
all my
mouth.
Fellow foot fetish.
FF. What's FF? Foot fucker?
Feet fucker.
Joe, feet fucker Bizarro.
We got a feet fucker. Let it go. He's not one of us.
Quack, quack. I like to fuck feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen on Kroll Show, Nick Kroll does an impression of Pitbull?
Pitbull.
And during the impression, he just goes, I like the fuck feet.
That's so good.
He's fucking awesome.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Where are we?
Best feet?
Worst acting. Oh. Lana. Would you have?
Lana was worst acting?
No. Worst acting was...
I had Asuka for the whole smiley thing.
I had AOP.
I had Rockstar Dud.
Popping a balloon.
Rockstar Dud.
Yeah.
Best acting?
Becky and Vega. I want to give it to both of them. It's a tie for me. Just
good.
Them together were amazing.
Say that one more time.
Becky and Selena Vega.
You want to give it to both of them?
I kind of do because Becky was great.
I really do.
I really want to give it to both of them.
Yeah.
At the same time because they were equally good.
Yeah. I had Seth freaking Rollins.
Okay.
I wrote Seth too, but now I'm thinking Becky and... Selena.
Like, Vega's acting in that match was phenomenal.
Yeah.
All the things she was doing.
You know what?
But I'll
give it to
her
Selena.
Bike skills.
I'm keeping Seth because there was more of Seth because he had the good promo with segment with Triple H, and then he had the match, and then he kept it up after the match. So
I'm going Zelina Vega.
All right.
Zelina Vega.
Worst comment?
No one is ready for an Oscar.
Damn it. Who wrote a question mark on the card? Joe?
The Riot Squad and their little New Year's Eve promo. Like, we're here to apply pressure.
So after Natalya got beat up, they announced the tag match for later. And Corey Graves said, yeah, well, you know, a dangerous Ronda Rousey is an angry Ronda Rousey. So he needed to flip that. He screwed
right,
it up.
Right, right, right.
He's supposed to say an angry Ronda Rousey is a dangerous Ronda Rousey.
He screwed that up for sure.
But yeah, he screwed that up. Best comments?
Becky Lynch. If you got a problem with that, then Nikki Bella won't be the only woman to drop you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I liked where John Cena was like, I'm John Cena. You may remember me from being John Cena.
Right.
I laughed when he said that.
I like Big E doing the Steiner math.
Yeah, yeah,
love that.
That's good.
Very good.
Yeah. Worst match?
The women's riot. The Riot Squad versus the same three.
I had Naomi and Sonya Deville. For worst match.
I had the Riot Squad and
Becky.
Bailey.
Yeah, whatever.
Sasha.
Super slow-mo.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Nia and Tamina.
Yes.
Slater and Rhino versus Mahal and Sons.
Mahal and Sons. Okay. Best match.
I put Ziggs McIntyre. It was good.
I put Becky and Cena versus Andrade and Zelina.
I put Zig Mac.
Yeah.
Zig Mac. That was a good match for a mixed tag, for sure.
Yeah, the Zig-Mac match didn't do it for me.
It was good.
Yeah.
Right.
It could have been in the hunt for worst match for me.
Why?
Why?
Why? Because I'm tired of these two guys. Oh, we got to continue the feud somehow. And they think by, like, adding a new stipulation, it makes it a brand new match. No. we're still getting the same thing.
I'll give
thing.
You that, because it's tired.
Don't worry, Eric, because it's the last match. He Claymore kicked him 4 fucking times.
Okay, so we'll see him over. In 2 weeks when he interrupts him in another match.
Wrong. If it was 3, I would agree with you. That 4th one restarts the feud.
Yes.
4th Claymore.
Son of a bitch.
Right.
Worst move? I had Sonya's finishing move. It didn't look like it hurt Naomi at all. It looked like she took a DDT.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Fucking stupid.
Sweep it.
All right. Best move?
Curb stomp to Lio Rush.
I had the same. Like, all the chair shots to Lio Rush and Lashley.
Lio Rush finally did something really well. He sold that curb stomp.
Yeah.
That's like how RVD would do it.
Yeah,
exactly. RVD's good at that.
Good reference.
Thanks. Worst moment?
I had Rhino not being retired. Or fired.
That's not terrible.
I hate that.
I guess my worst moment was the whole Rusev Day segment.
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad. Like,
it was a dumb celebration. Lana got hurt for no reason.
Yeah.
For nothing.
For falling.
Yeah. So I think it was just a bad segment.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I guess nothing, to be fair with these shows, nothing was horrible.
Right.
Right? So that's something. Usually there's something so horrible,
glaringly terrible,
that it's obvious what the worst moment is.
Yeah.
So I guess that's saying something.
I mean, we'll forget that Apollo Crews won the Battle Royal.
Right.
Because that was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But at least we saw Zack Ryder, so that kind of equaled that out. Just seeing Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
Equaled.
All right. That's all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news.
Did we do best moments?
Oh, best moments.
Oh, sorry. That's not all.
The best moment, which we usually skip at this point
best
in the show.
Moment. Yeah. I forget. You know what? I just assumed there wasn't one.
Yeah. I liked when Becky Lynch answered John Cena's challenge. That's
right.
John Cena meets the man.
Yeah. I Triple H and Seth promo. I thought that was good.
That was good, too.
Yeah. Well, that's all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news, and there's a big one.
Big news.
We're gonna say the official stuff that we know, and then we'll save the rest for rumors. But on the latest episode of Being the Elite, Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, and Adam Hangman Page officially announced All In 2, Double or Nothing, as well as the official creation of All Elite Wrestling. And on January 8th, they are having a rally at TIAA Bank Field, where the Jacksonville Jaguars play.
Oh, boy.
And they will be giving out more details then. But we'll get to the rest in rumors, because there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah. You know what's more interesting about that?
What's that?
Is that SmackDown takes place in the exact same city.
Right. In the exact same day.
Yes.
But again, they also did Jacksonville because of that's where the owner, they wanted to, they're going to do it in a football stadium. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, Absolute Intense Wrestling is having an event during WrestleMania weekend. You've heard of them, right? Absolute Intense Wrestling?
Yeah, totally.
AIW? I couldn't even say it. What a horrible combination of letters for
so
wrestling.
Stupid.
AIW?
This is absolutely intense wrestling.
Yeah.
So they've announced a match for WrestleMania weekends.
Oh.
Scott Steiner versus...
Oh, wait. Let me guess. Let me guess. Who's the intergender champion right now?
Joey Ryan?
No.
James Ellsworth.
James Ellsworth.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No, it's not Ellsworth?
No. Eric, do you want to guess?
No, because I already know who it is.
Oh, it's Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle.
Steiner versus Hornswoggle.
What's his name on the indie circuit?
Swoggle.
Wow.
I would just go with Horny. I don't know.
Like, WWE really has a problem with him going by Hornswoggle. They're like, sorry, you can't use that name. We own it. Like, really? They really care that much that the horn has to be removed?
The horn. Yeah, you can't have the horn.
No horn.
Right. I wonder if Cody Rhodes is ever going to get his name back,
Right.
I think he is. I think I heard him on a show say the timing.
He got his name back?
Oh, no, I don't
yeah,
think
it's a timing
it
thing,
yet.
Right.
But eventually he will.
Yeah, like as soon as the trademark's up, he'll just fucking file for it.
Yeah, it I'm sure.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Probably. Also, former NFL punter Pat McAfee announced that he officially signed a multi-year contract with WWE.
But I don't think the Cody thing is... If your name is Cody... Well, that's why.
It's not, though.
It's not. That's
it's
right. Not. That's why.
Yeah.
His name is not...
Runnels.
So if he legally changed it, he would be able to use it.
Yeah.
I think him and, like, again, he acted like him and WWE came to an agreement about it for this amount of time or something.
Probably. Anyway,
sorry, good.
I mean, at least go by Cody Runnels. Who cares?
Who cares? Right. Right.
Former NFL punter Pat McAfee announced that he signed a multi-year contract with WWE. McAfee was on a couple of recent TakeOver kickoff shows, so it's most likely that he will continue doing that. McAfee also said, who knows what we're going to be doing over here. They just want me to come make some content, and we'll see where it goes. So just to get like an NFL thing, but it's a punter. I don't know. People were saying that he was pretty funny on the kickoff shows. So
we'll see.
Also, Jason David Frank, a.k.a. the original Green and White Power Ranger, will be competing in his very first wrestling match in 2019 for Laredo Wrestling Alliance.
Yeah.
He got involved in some, you know, wrestling in a, you know, altercation at one of the shows. And
yeah, he used to do like MMA.
Yeah, well, we saw him at Raw last month.
He was taking notes. Like, how does wrestling work? Yeah,
what's wrestling?
What's a wrestling?
Any other breaking news, or should we...
Nah, you get that.
Let's get to rumors then.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
See, we told you, new rumors song.
Boom.
How do you like that?
Yeah, new year, new rumors.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hope I remember. All right, so Pro Wrestling Sheet is... Pro Wrestling Sheet is reporting that Jaguars co-owner Tony Khan will be the president of All Elite Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks will be the executive vice presidents.
Right.
Also... Chris Jericho has been rumored to join All Elite, of course, and fuel has been added to that fire with Jericho appearing on the sidelines of the Jaguars-Vikings game this past Sunday. Jericho posted on Instagram thanking Tony Khan for the hookup. So looks like he's most likely headed to All Elite Wrestling, which I think that's the biggest, that's like the most important part of all of this.
Yeah.
Because Cody Rhodes is, you know, an indie darling, but Chris Jericho is Chris Jericho. If you get Chris Jericho to be on your show every week, you can compete with WWE.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
And again, the big rumor is that it's going to be, we read something recently that they filed for like Tuesday Night Elite or something like that. Or, you know, like the show will be on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so it seems
exactly.
like it'll be on Tuesday, so... And SmackDown's moving to Friday in October, so it's not going to directly compete.
Right.
But still, you know, still.
It's the best way to do it. WCW did it right. They put it on the same exact time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make you go, what should I watch?
Well, maybe they'll wait for a while and then...
But you said although that... in the world of, like, TiVo and recorded TV.
Right.
And, like, yeah, I guess it's not a big deal.
If they do Tuesdays... It won't be because SmackDown's moving to Friday.
But even if it was the same night, it doesn't matter. You can just record both and watch it whenever you want.
Right, exactly. So, also, Dave Meltzer is saying that All Elite Wrestling is getting huge interest from potential broadcast partners due to the success of All In, which you would think that they would like to announce that by January 8th. Like maybe they already have, you know, a deal or in place or something.
This has got to be their best competition since WCW.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? What station wouldn't say... Hold on, we'll get 3 years of competition with WWE? Sure.
Well, again,
we'll take that.
Again, you're also, it's also the, you know, the owner of the Jaguars is the father, but the son, they call him the co-owner of the Jaguars, and this is the son that's the president of All Elite Wrestling. So they know like major TV networks because they're a part of the NFL.
Right.
So yeah, you would think that this would be a huge help.
What if the NFL will like try to like tell them they can't market it in like a weird way? I don't know.
They're doing it in their stadium.
Yeah.
So also, All Into Double or Nothing will probably take place in Las Vegas due to the name, and the graphic design has poker chips on it. So
yeah, I saw that.
Las Vegas, that's cool.
Yeah.
And there was a report last month that Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks turned down $1 million deals from WWE, but the report said nothing about Kenny Omega. And now there's a new rumor that Omega might be signing with WWE instead of All Elite.
It's kind of interesting.
But we'll see.
I mean, I still would, I think. If I was Omega, you want your WWE run. Everybody wants their one WWE run.
Sure.
You can sign a one-year deal, a two-year deal, and then jump over if it looks good then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Unless he just likes his, you know, some people are just independent.
But again, this is where it can get a lot of fun is when contracts come up. And then that was the best part of WCW and WWE War was...
You said no.
Was like, oh my God. I mean, now we'll know more because it's all on the internet now. But like, wait, his contract's up? Oh my God, is he going to be an All Elite Wrestling
next month?
And then this person does show up and it's like, oh my God, the revival's on All Elite.
What was the best moment ever for WCW and WWE contract things?
Jericho.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the best pop ever. But as far as like the confusion of it...
Mm-hmm.
Rude is on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
On a taped Raw.
Rick Rude, yeah.
Rick Rude. And then on live Nitro. Oh, what a difference a day makes.
Yeah.
He just shows up on Nitro
as
part of the NWO for like a few weeks. Then he's gone.
Yeah.
This is funny. Yeah.
But and I think this is where those 90-day no-compete clauses will really come into
play. They're getting smarter about it
for sure.
True that.
But they haven't had to worry about it for years now.
Exactly.
Right.
So So, and I'm sure you can't do anything about a current contract, but I'm sure like guys who are re-signing soon, they'll be like, okay, now we're going to put in a 6-month no compete clause.
But then they're going to be reluctant to sign that.
Yeah.
Well, Here's the thing about it.
Here's the thing about a non compete, right? Is you can't stop someone from working in the industry that they know how to work in.
Yes.
So like in a professional non-compete, like in a sales job like mine doesn't say I can't go get another sales job. And it doesn't even say I can't go work for a competitor. It says I can't go steal employees or contracts for 1 year.
Yeah.
But after that 1 year, I can do whatever the hell I want. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah,
but so I think in wrestling, I think it's more like...
You
as
can't
long as
be on TV.
No, it's under the terms of the contract. So, like, if you're under contract for 2 years and you want to leave a year, you can leave a 1099 contract. You can say, sorry, but I'm leaving now. Just like they can fire anybody they want anytime, you can leave too. But you can't go work another wrestling promotion while you're still under that contract time period.
Again, I know people in radio that were fired and they had no compete clauses for 3 months and the radio station only paid them for 2 months. They couldn't appear on radio. It's different in the entertainment business.
I think radio is different, though, because it's just one of those industries
it's the entertainment.
The owners
business.
Have you by the balls because everybody wants those jobs. But, yeah, it could be Vince. Who the hell knows what Vince does these days? Jesus.
But, no, like, but I'm saying, like, with these, if All Elite Wrestling becomes as big as, you know, they hope it becomes, which is, you know, again, like the biggest competitor since WCW, WWE might have to rethink these contracts and putting 90-day no compete clauses in there because there's competition. Well, then I just won't sign with you. I'll just go with All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So right. Right.
Contracts are going to be a lot
tougher. Name three guys that you could see easily.
Every week we've done this.
Well, yeah.
Almost every week we've done this.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, like, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn are like probably the two top
Bobby
guys.
Roode, just because he's a joke in WWE.
Yeah.
You know?
Zack Ryder.
Sure.
Of course. Cody's his best friend. What is he still doing making, what did I look up last week? 400,000 or 300,000 in WWE? Like, dude, leave. You could probably make that as an independent guy, especially if this All Elite thing happens.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
it's happening.
Rumors. Well, I mean, right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Just if it makes it, if it takes off.
Exactly what I meant. Yep.
Go ahead.
I still believe that Lesnar versus Rollins for the Universal title is still going to happen at WrestleMania as of right now. So I guess that, because it was like recently the rumor was it was off.
Yeah.
You know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Now it's back on. And then next week Raw should have a lot of those debuts that they've been teasing as part of the
game. Yeah, you would expect. That would make a lot of sense.
The first live show of the year.
Right. Yeah. All right. Trivia time.
Trivia time.
Do it.
So I love to always like test our memory of WWE. I think we like to have short-term memory.
Okay.
Because of the
they want us to have short-term memory.
Right.
Yeah, because it's so bad. So we're going to have a little contest between you two.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you who the champions were on the last day of 2017. So we watched Raw on the last day of 2018. Ooh. So who are the champions on the last day? I'm going to throw out an easy one that's not part of the competition, but act like it is. Who was Universal champion?
Lesnar.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was WWE champion? We'll throw that one out as
Styles.
Well.
Yeah,
Styles. Styles. Okay.
No, that's 2-0 me.
No. I said those are obvious because those guys were champion all year. Let's go to some harder ones. The contest begins now. Who was the Raw Women's Champion?
Alexa Bliss?
That is correct. Eric, please hold a one up because I don't have a pen and paper. Who was the women's SmackDown champion?
Charlotte.
That is correct. Andrew, please hold a one up. Thank you. Okay. This gets kind of interesting. Who was
we can remember.
Who was the SmackDown tag team champions?
The Usos?
That is correct.
Yes!
And I think it was an assist from Eric's ooh. And I think that maybe triggered
that's exactly
a subconscious Uso and
so
Andrew
I get partial credit.
No. I almost said New Day. I went through.
Yeah.
Oh wait, the Usos.
It is 2-1.
Yeah.
Who was the Intercontinental
the
champion?
Miz.
No.
That is not correct.
Oh. Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, Jesus.
3-1, Eric. Eric, you need these. Who were the Raw Tag Team Champions?
Seth and Dean?
That is incorrect.
I know it.
Ooh. Damn it.
That is... Eric, notice my... That is incorrect.
The bar?
Why are you helping me?
The bar?
Can I do
why
it?
Why would I say that?
Yeah. It's
was incorrect. Stop.
It goes back
it's
to me.
It's my contest.
It goes back to me.
Eric?
No, it goes back to me.
Stop it. You win all of these.
It goes
Eric?
Back to me.
Seth and Jason Jordan.
Seth and Jason Jordan.
Fuck you. I knew it. Boom. 4.
Controversy.
4.
Doesn't say the answer. 4.
No, I knew it.
Hold on. Here's what I'll do. You both were incorrect. It's still 3-1.
What?
And then the final one.
It should go back to me. I knew it.
My trivia.
2-3.
Two to three.
The final one.
Bullshit.
U.S. champion.
The oh!
Bobby Roode.
That is incorrect. So even if it was 3-2,
all right.
Andrew wins this one.
Yeah.
I'll give you both another guess.
Ooh,
this
okay.
is my... This is my like tiebreaker.
Jinder Mahal.
Because it's a really good one. That is incorrect.
Randy
was it
Orton.
Good for you? Randy Orton is incorrect.
Shit.
Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy is incorrect.
No, it wasn't him either. Who was the other guy?
Dolph.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, good. No, I'm just kidding. Good.
It's Corbin.
Dolph. Ziggler is incorrect.
Who said Dolph Ziggler?
There's a reason I give you that hint. Dolph Ziggler is my hint.
Does that make sense? I said Baron Corbin.
Dolph was the champion, and then he lost his smile.
He was the... Oh,
on the
that's
last
right.
day of last year, the title was vacant. And they
you
were in the process
bitch.
Of the tournament. They were in the process of the tournament.
Yeah.
The last match... of 2017 was Jinder Mahal versus Ty Dillinger in a qualifying match.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And then Rude won
nice.
It after.
Yeah. He
yeah.
won the tournament.
Yeah.
But isn't that funny? Vacant.
Right.
That's
Vacant.
A tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good job. There you go, guys.
That, well, good job.
Andrew.
I won. Yeah. So
yeah,
good
you,
job,
oh
me.
My
you
won. God. I
say,
gave you extra chances.
New year.
If you
same,
would have said vacant, I would have had to make an argument.
Yeah.
New year, same trivia champ.
Same trivia
yeah.
champ.
Anyway.
So.
Anything else?
I just heard champion, so I thought.
Oh, really? I got one too. Hey,
hold this
how about
up?
That? You want to clink our titles together? Clink, just like the revival.
Here's to you, hey Eric. Here's to you.
It's so nice to be a champion of something. You know?
I'm the main champion, and you're champion of the best show on television.
The best show, yeah,
on the WWE Network. Yeah, not getting ahead of ourselves. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Well, that's all for this week's episode. Make sure you follow us.
Hey,
on
hey,
Facebook.
Wait, wait.
What
we
about
gotta,
all the people that
shit.
Loved us?
Fan questions.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the first week where you had to pay to ask a question?
See.
You got to join Patreon. We don't say pay.
All right.
Jeez.
You have to be
but
a
yeah,
Patreon.
You have
become
you have
a
to
supporter.
Pay on Patreon.
Support the thickness
at least
of
a
our
dollar. Home. You know, sign up for a dollar a month.
Done. Go.
Chris Sandifer, what are your official predictions for both main title matches at Mania?
Seth and Lesnar.
For
and
sure.
Then
Daniel Bryan versus
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah,
Jesus. No, I hope not.
I mean, ugh. Do we hope not?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
we
hope
not.
Maybe Jeff Hardy. Just kind of.
Does
a
Does John Cena
face?
Get his final title?
Who fucking knows.
His like number 17.
I can't
wait,
see
is he
go-
tied with Flair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has to beat Flair before tied, he retires.
Even though Flair's is technically like 22 or whatever.
Well, but he's way ahead in WWE titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those were
right.
WCW and WWE titles. But yeah.
Maybe Mustafa Ali. I don't. Yeah, maybe Jeff Hardy. That's a good one. Jeff Hardy can lose at Mania.
Yeah.
Jay Bizzle, will you, like Vince, also give the audience what they want and fire Josh? Pretty sure. I mean,
that's done.
It's pretty much done.
You're yeah. welcome.
Steven Stafford, push fire Barry, Paul Ellering, Paul Bearer, Paul Heyman.
Push Heyman, Barry, Ellering, fire.
I mean, Bearer's dead.
Bearer.
What are we doing
yeah.
here? This is. Well, yeah, you don't want to bury Paul Bearer. Jeez.
Look, if you're saying in their heyday, this is a hard thing, but you're definitely yeah. pushing Heyman.
Definitely pushing Heyman.
I would bury Bearer and fire Ellering. Sorry.
Okay.
Paul Bearer is one of the greatest managers
yeah,
in the history.
Yeah, that's true. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
It was so weird, and it was great.
Lachlan Hind, if you could bring back any superstar from the dead, who would they be and who would they face?
Oh, man, this is tough. Macho Man, I think. Right? From the dead, or they mean like buried?
From the dead.
Like dead.
Oh, like Zack Ryder?
I'd bring back Macho Man and let him face...
It's a good one. Shawn Michaels in his prime?
Well, they fought before.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Shawn and...
Not in like a big match.
Well, not a big match, but they like fought. I commented on it in the podcast before. I found a match between
Shawn
and Macho
Man. Yeah, it was a bullshit match.
Well, Sensational Sherry was a part of it. And it was, sure, whatever. Give me a current guy. Like Macho Man versus Velveteen
Seth
Dream?
Seth Rollins, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be good.
AJ Styles.
Macho Man versus Bayley.
Who would you bring back from the dead, Eric? Eddie?
Yeah, maybe Eddie.
Oh, Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie. Yeah.
That's a good so one. Good.
Lying, he could fight Steve. Again. Any of them could fight AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, any of the top guys in
right.
WWE, and it would
exactly.
be awesome. Yep. Josh McPherson, I want to see it. Show it to me. Show me the big fat new bracket. God damn it! Ooh. So Josh wants a new bracket.
Yeah, where's okay. the new bracket you've been hinting?
Yeah, where is it?
Any more tease? Can you give us another? Can you drop another clue?
Microphone.
Good. I like it. I like it. Microphone.
Right.
Good. There you go.
What's going to happen this
Don't
month?
Don't even talk about it.
Right.
Don't even
All
talk
right,
about
this is going to be
that's
new
a,
bracket.
That's a great clue. I know what it is now, but great clue.
It's too obvious.
Too obvious.
Jordan Strong, who's one star from 205 Live like Mustafa Ali that could benefit from a main roster push?
Ooh, I'd have to know who was on that show. Next question.
Buddy Murphy.
Well, yeah, he's the champ.
Yeah.
Brian Kendrick, I always thought was good.
I kind of like Gabba Gulak.
Oh, yeah. Is he
if he was Gabba Gulak.
Is he even on the show?
Yeah.
Why can't he just be Gabba Gulak?
I know.
You don't need Enzo to do that.
Or do you?
Yeah. Anthony Parrish, not that any one of them will be more than a mid-carder, but have the weeks of hyping the new talent coming up just made everyone care less than a surprise call-up?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Of course.
If 100%. EC3 just showed up at the Rumble, we would lose our shit.
Yeah. Right.
Bradley Tipton, should diaper-wearing Big E have a lengthy WWE championship run?
Sure, why not?
Maybe.
Be better than Lesnar.
Franklin Romero, are you excited to see Shane versus The Miz at WrestleMania?
Am I excited?
No. Meh. Not really.
Yeah.
Gabriel Ballin, Push Fire Barry, Money in the Bank winners for 2019. Miz and Nia Jax, Bobby Lashley and Becky Lynch. I see where he's going with this. And then Samoa Joe and Nikki Bella. So Becky should be champ before that anyway.
Yeah, so let's fire that.
I guess Joe and Nikki.
I guess.
Joe with I would the money push in the bank. Joe I would and Nikki. Say more Miz and Nia than anything.
Give Joe a title. For
Joe
the
needs
love of God.
A fucking title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Pascolini, what does the WWE office have against Samoa Joe? How well do you think he do as WWE champion? Also, it's my birthday. Can I get a Stone Cold shout out? Also, you guys rock and love the podcast.
Also, what else?
Happy birthday, Jack. Piece of trash.
I just think Samoa Joe is lost in the it's not his turn yet kind of like cycle. He'll be champion someday.
Hopefully.
And he'd be great.
Yeah, he would.
He'd be great.
He was a good NXT champion.
He's mean. I'm a little afraid of him. Like, yeah, he'd be great.
John Moore, if each of you guys had to wear one current or past wrestler's ring attire to wrestle a match in, who would you pick?
It's hard to not do like Ultimate Warriors. I love that. The face paint, the thing around your arms. Like, it almost sounds too involved. Hogan, because that's fun as a kid. Come crashing down.
The Undertaker.
Velveteen got to do it. Undertaker.
Yeah.
Fun.
Rey Mysterio had this like
good
run of where he had themed. Like themed attire.
Yeah, yeah.
So in those lines.
I agree.
Wait.
Yeah, good.
In those lines, Johnny Gargano's Captain America attire was pretty great.
Yeah. Oh.
I wouldn't mind something like that.
I would do it just so I get thrown up. Boudica, Boudica. Again. Like in the skies.
Yeah.
Sincara.
One of those two men does it way better, and that's Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to see you dressed up as Rey Mysterio, though.
He did the Joker. He did Daredevil.
Yeah.
I'd like to pick Sin Cara so I can jump on the trampoline before I enter the ring.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
That'll be fun. See how that works out.
Can't wait to see that on Botchamania.
Brad Ferguson, should Daniel Bryan be using Brie as heat magnet? As a heat magnet?
I don't know.
Nah.
Sure.
Keep them off the air.
This is my wife.
Nah, sure.
My wife.
I get to fuck this wife and you don't.
My wife.
I get to enter her.
My wife.
Michael Hawk, can we get conspiracies next week, please? It's been a while.
It has been a
while. We'll think about it back.
We'll think about it.
And then finally, a lasagna enthusiast, which had a greater fall in quality, early Simpsons to modern Simpsons or Attitude Era to current WWE? See, that's tough because I don't watch modern Simpsons because it's so bad. And I don't do a What's Wrong with Simpsons podcast. So
yet.
I don't watch tough the one. Simpsons new episodes. So I have to question, go with...
But I'll choose WWE.
I'll go with WWE as well.
Yeah.
Simpsons probably makes you laugh at least once an episode still.
Right. All right. That's all for fan questions. So...
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @WrongWrestling. We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. And you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for exclusive rewards and recaps. You can't get anywhere else. We got NXT. Yeah. The pay-per-view recaps. We got brackets. Movie recaps. We did a WWE draft for 2018. We got all that shit. And it's all $5 for all that stuff.
Andrew doesn't give us access to any of this. I pay my $5 so I can re-listen to this stuff. It's that good.
Oh, are you John Bradshaw Cena?
No. No, I'm Gisano Poe.
Gisano. Right.
That's funny.
Well, thank you for being a Patreon supporter.
You know it.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Later, guys. Good show.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Lashley. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.